Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently, fog, mist, and 34 degrees. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly gave her first State of the State address Wednesday night in Topeka.
The state of our state is improving.
Governor Kelly outlined her agenda that includes increased spending on public schools, the foster care system, and expanding the state's Medicaid health coverage.
We're going to properly fund our schools this year and next year and the year after that. Every year, every month, every day that I'm governor.
In the Republican response, Senate President Susan Weigel says the state doesn't have enough money to support Kelly's plan.
Governor Kelly's first budget would squander our fiscal recovery with a massive spending increase that would deepen our debt and require another major tax hike.
Senator Weigel did say that she is ready to work with the new governor. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two men were arrested Tuesday evening in northeast Wichita after an incident outside the home of Chase Koch, son of Wichita billionaire Charles Koch. Wichita police initially responded to suspicious activity involving a silver Mercedes-Benz outside a private residence near 21st and Greenwich. The car struck a private security vehicle, then Wichita police officers arrived. At the gate to the private drive, officers contacted the driver of the car, 40-year-old Aaron White. Police officer Charlie Davidson says White then put the car in drive and rammed through the metal security gate and across the front lawn, damaging property.
White drove the Mercedes into the field area and then turned back towards the police and security vehicles, who were now on the private drive of the residence. White rammed the front passenger side of the WPD patrol vehicle with the Mercedes, continued westbound across the property, struck a tree, and the vehicle then became disabled.
White was booked into jail on several charges. A 58-year-old man was a passenger in the car. He was booked for outstanding arrest warrants. One police officer sustained minor injuries to his left hand and arm. Sedgwick County Commissioners have named the chairman and chairman pro tem for the coming year.
Commissioners elected David Dennis to serve as chairman for another year. Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, who nominated Dennis, praised him for his service.
Chairman Dennis, the entire community is blessed because of your leadership. I'm blessed because of your friendship, and I know you're looking forward to serving with Commissioners Cruz and Meitzner as well.
The commissioners also elected Pete Meitzner to serve as chairman pro tem. Meitzner replaced former Commissioner David Unruh this week. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Tensions are high between Los Angeles teachers and the school district as a strike wrapped up day three Wednesday.
The teachers union is slamming the district for not being clear about what happens to kids who are marked absent during the strike.
There's not going to be consequences, and if anybody tries it, then we're going to come down on them like a ton of bricks.
Now the district has posted videos like one of a school principal, Joe Nardulli.
We expect kids to be in school because that's where they belong, because this is the place that they learn, and this is the place that they're most safe.
He says every room is receiving supervision and teaching, at least at his school. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A year-long investigation by a joint terrorism task force in Georgia leads to the arrest of a 21-year-old who's been charged with planning to attack federal buildings, including the White House. B.J. Pack, the U.S. attorney for Georgia's Northern District, says the suspect was going to use IEDs and an anti-tank rocket to carry out an attack.
The JTTF initiated the case after receiving a tip from the community. Because the FBI, the United States Secret Service, and numerous federal, state, and local law enforcement partners are active participants in the JTTF, all potential threats have been neutralized and they have been under control from the inception of this case.
Authorities believe the suspect was acting alone. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And traffic this morning, well, visibility's still got fog in the area. Yep. But visibility's a lot better today than it was yesterday, and it's still pretty bad. Visibility at 3 miles out there is what we're seeing right now. So, you know, make sure to keep those low beams on, that sort of thing. But right now, things looking quite a bit better than they were even, you know, this time yesterday. Except for the gasoline prices. I was looking at the gasoline prices, and I think what we're looking at is a longer than normal period of gasoline prices going up, because I've seen some prices that were as low as $1.75 recently, but most prices are up around $1.91 or $1.92. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jed Chambers.
Let's check the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again, we will have widespread dense fog across south central Kansas. We should be in the low 40s at noontime, 48 for the high this afternoon. Partly cloudy and breezy overnight, our low 36. Then rain moves in tomorrow afternoon. It'll be windy and near 50 with a transition to snow Friday night into Saturday morning. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have fog, mist, and north wind at 12 miles per hour. And 34 degrees, so just a couple of ticks above freezing this morning. Got a cloudy, misty day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 48 degrees, normal high for the date 42. On this date, January 17th in 1987, a winter storm dumped a foot of snow on Wellington, Kansas. I bet the folks in Wellington remember that snowstorm, 1987. On this date in 1961, President Dwight D. Eisenhower delivered his farewell address, in which he warned against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. Ike knew what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah. The
guy who spent 8 years in the White House, and before that, a distinguished career in the military.
Mm-hmm.
He knew exactly what he was talking about. That's interesting. 1961. Well, it was enough chocolate to even make a chocolate lover sick. Authorities in northern Arizona had their hands full trying to clean up a huge chocolate spill. A huge, hot, messy chocolate spill. Happened when a tank truck was trying to make its way along the westbound lanes of I-40 near Flagstaff. Somehow the trailer got detached from the truck and rolled over, spilling a river of chocolate. How did the chocolate get so runny? Turns out the chocolate inside was stored at 120 degrees. Apparently like a milk truck almost.
You boiled him up, I know it.
Yeah. Cleanup crews had to pour most of the 40,000 gallons of chocolate off into the highway median to lighten the damaged tanker so it could be towed away. There were no injuries. We have these stories nearly every day about a truck.
Something overturns.
Overturning somewhere.
Yeah.
We had one earlier this week about a truck that was abandoned someplace? I guess it was abandoned by the road by the driver down in Mexico. And people started slaughtering the cows.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty extreme.
That was extreme. All right. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. California has endorsed a rule that will allow home marijuana delivery statewide, even into communities that have banned commercial pot sales.
Oh, California.
The rule by the State Bureau of Cannabis Control was opposed by police chiefs and other critics who say it will create an unruly gray market of largely hidden pot transactions,
while
undercutting local control. The rule cleared by state lawmakers yesterday clarifies what had been apparently conflicting law and regulations about where marijuana can be delivered. Cannabis companies pushed for the change since vast stretches of the state have banned pot activity or not set up the rules to allow legal sales. Say consumers in those areas were effectively cut off from legal marijuana purchases, even though sales are legal in California. So, everything else is home delivery. Why not pot?
Sure.
California. All right. Did you hear the story? You know the story about the two guys that for some reason were slamming into the gate of Chase Coke's house Tuesday night? They didn't even figure out what those two birds were up to?
No. I think it's drug-related.
Could be? Okay. I the only thing I brought out of that, and I know that one of the officers was injured, but not seriously.
Not very, yeah.
Yeah. And the only thing I got out of that was that maybe Mr. Coke needs to get himself a stronger gait if they can get through that one. That easy. Sounded like they were driving around all over the front lawn.
Yeah.
Probably going to have the gardener come out and do
probably.
Something. That's a bizarre story. All right, Ted. The governor, the new governor, Laura Kelly, gave her State of the State address last night, first one. And you heard part of it there, Dan O'Neill reporting this morning, and part of it. And she focused on education funding, of course, saying that she's going to fund it. By gosh, one way or the other, I'm not going to have any question about it. It's going to be funded. And she talked about health care, possibly bringing Medicaid to Kansas, which apparently the Republican Party is resisting with everything they've got. She wants to get more people insured. And, you know, said she claims she's going to balance, she's going to do all this and keep a balanced budget. Of course, Senate President Susan Weigel commenting that, maybe it doesn't quite all add up. So anyway, that's why we have the legislature in session to look at these questions and see if we can't be done.
Yep, they'll crunch all the numbers and wait until the 89th day of the legislative session to start working on it.
Yeah.
When it's actual crunch time.
That's what the pattern they've done in the past.
Right.
Okay. That's what they've done in the past. So we're not holding out any optimism that any really terrific things are going
to
happen.
Why should we? Yeah. They haven't given us any reason to.
In our lifetime. Well, I don't know. The past few years, we haven't seen a lot of people coming together. You know, the best scenario, I guess, for a government of any size or any shape is to have people sit down, talk about what the issue is, get a couple of experts in on all sides, get as much information as you possibly can, and then make the most logical decision that's fair to everybody. Doesn't that seem like something that should be done? It doesn't seem like they do it that way.
No. That doesn't get you reelected.
I'm not sure. You know, it's just like
you can't tell your constituents that you dug in and did not allow the other side to do what they want to do.
Yeah. When the Clintons or whatever, they were talking about health care and overhauling health care, I can't remember. Maybe I missed the whole thing. I can't remember them having these great big panel discussions and bringing in experts from all over the country of why the drugs cost so much. Why? I can't remember that happening. I think they brought in a few drug prescription drug companies and hospitals and said, what do you guys want to do? And the insurance companies, how do you guys want to do this? And somebody wrote it up and said, oh, that's good with me. I don't know. I could be wrong. We don't do a lot of meeting around here, but we don't have to. We know what we're doing. All right, Ted. Good to see you back here again after a few hours.
Yeah, I just saw you a few hours ago.
It's time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward, and had a late game, not on the coast, but at Coke Arena last night, right, Ted?
Yeah, late tip-off at Coke Arena, but 10,000-plus fans were there, and they made noise, and they
got
to see the Shockers with an inspired effort last night in men's basketball. The Shockers taking on the first-place team in the conference, Central Florida, and Wichita State played pretty magnificent. Everybody was up to the challenge last night, and the Shockers were holding on to the lead in the late going and trying to put away the Knights. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Samaje way out front. Colin Smith out on him. He's going to look to make a move around him. Seven to shoot.
My goodness.
5-4. Penetrates. Floater. Good! Floating left to right. Samaje Haynes-Jones with a huge dagger. It's a six-point game with 27 seconds left. In the front court. Dawkins, long three, spins out, rebound, Jamarius Burton, he's immediately fouled with 20 and a half seconds to go. Shockers jumping around, the crowd on its feet.
Yeah, great atmosphere last night, and the Shocks got the win, 75-67, snapping Central Florida's seven-game winning streak, handing them their first loss of the conference schedule.
How about that?
Shockers snap their four-game losing streak, get their first conference win. Senior Marcus McDuffie, 23 points. 7 of 9 shooting in the second half, and one of those misses was a missed dunk. He was just about on. Samaje Haynes-Jones, you heard his bucket right there. He had 14 points. Dexter Dennis had a career-high 9 rebounds. The freshman also had 12 points. So nice effort for the Shocks to get the win last night and snap that losing streak. K-State picks up a huge road win last night, beating 19th-ranked Oklahoma in Norman, 74-61.
Wow.
Back-to-back road wins for K-State against ranked teams.
That wasn't even close.
And Oklahoma's first home loss of the season. Yeah, Barry Brown had 25 points. Dean Wade added 20. K-State has now won three in a row, and they're tied for third in the Big 12. Great. K-State's really picking it up here. Huge win Wildcats. On the road last night. Yep. And the K-State women beat 11th-ranked Texas last night, 87-69 in Manhattan. The K-State women are now 11-6, pulling off an upset. We've got college basketball tonight at Neumann University. Neumann hosting St. Mary's tonight. The Neumann women have won three in a row. The Neumann men have won seven of their last eight, and the Neumann men have not lost at home yet this season. We'll be out at Neumann tonight in women's basketball. 17th-ranked Tabor wins again, beat McPherson 75-59. That's nine wins in a row for the Tabor women, who are ranked 17th in the nation. The Friends men win again. They beat Ottawa 85-81. Friends men are ranked number 24 in the nation. They got their 12th win in a row last night. Next up for Friends, visiting the number one team in the nation, Oklahoma Wesleyan, on Saturday night, putting that winning streak on the line against the number one team in the nation.
Wow.
See how Friends and Coach Dale Faber do in that one.
Go Falcons.
Yeah, how about that? And we got a couple of birthdays today, a couple of Royals birthdays. How about former Royals relief pitcher Mark Littell is 66 today. Another former Royal and former Wichita Arrows player, Pete Lecoq, is 67 today.
Pierre.
Yeah. We got a couple of Royals birthdays today.
I guess when Pete was living here and playing for the Arrows, somebody I knew was in his apartment complex, and he went to the pool. Women were everywhere coming out.
Good-looking guy. Pretty good ball player.
Yeah, he had a nice little major league career.
Yeah.
Of course, his dad was Peter Marshall.
Peter Marshall.
Former host of Hollywood Squares for many years.
Ted loves that.
Oh, yeah. And it was 60 years ago on this day, Shocker basketball history. The Shocks beat Tulsa 91-71 at the Roundhouse. Elbert Urban scored a career-high 30 points to lead the Shockers to that victory.
What? How many years ago was that?
60 years ago on this night.
Almost before my time.
59.
I don't even remember him.
That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
That's the team that Gene Wiley was on, wasn't it? Or am I wrong? Gene Wiley, Lenny Van Emmett.
That would have been a little
before that, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. It's 6:22 now. Stephen Ted. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to comment on dinner at the White House.
Oh, okay.
Fox traffic and weather coming up. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.